If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
I went from zero to my own hero. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of a tiger, a fighter, dancing through the fire. And you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar, 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 roar. You're gonna hear me roar, 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 roar. You're gonna
choir, hearing them roar this morning sounded great.
I heard the roar song before.
Well, so look at you. Look at you. The song's only like 10 years old. It's about time you caught up with
by the Katy Perry, right?
Yeah, by the Katy Perry.
It's like a group.
Exactly right. The Mother Macaulay a cappella choir been in studio with us before, and they're fantastic and have achieved all kinds of things. And Julie McKee is not only an alum, by the way, but also their musical director. Welcome back, Julie. Nice to have you here with
us. Thank you. We're so happy to be here.
It's great to have you guys here with us. How are things going? This is like one of the best sounding choirs I think that there is. So enthusiastic.
Thank you.
So into it.
Enthusiasm is definitely something that we're not short of with these amazing girls.
Yeah.
Thanks.
How long have you been the musical director now?
This is my 17th year at Macaulay, and I was taught by this amazing Sister of Mercy, Sister Ellen Marie Ryan, and she was my teacher. As you said, I'm an alum, class of 93. So when I came to Macaulay, I was teaching choir, and then she asked me if I would take over this group, which this is one of my best memories of Macaulay, was singing with the a cappella, and I just jumped at the chance.
Oh, so the a cappella choir has been in existence for a while. This isn't like a result of the movie Pitch Perfect.
Well, so I think, you know, for me, taking it a little more, we still do a lot of traditional music. You might hear a little bit of that later, but, and, you know, at Christmas time, of course, we do a lot of Christmas tunes, but kind of doing some more new pop music was a little more of my hand in it when those kinds of movies and like a cappella competitions and collegiate a cappella really got popular. I sort of saw a chance to maybe try something different.
Yeah, was there an increase in interest in a cappella choir once Pitch Perfect came out?
Definitely. And then I started hearing from a lot of my alums that they were in collegiate groups, and one of our alums is even on one of those television shows, you know, a reality show with competing a cappella groups, and I thought, this is really, you know, kind of the cool thing right now. And so I kind of jumped at the chance to try some of the new arrangements. There's been an explosion in terms of music that's available for women's a cappella groups. And so we've just been having a ton of fun with it. We just learn, we sometimes learn almost, I would say, you guys, like a new song, a rehearsal at times, just because there's so much great music out there.
Yeah. Do some of the young ladies bring ideas of songs that they want to do?
Yeah. In fact, Claire, what did you just arrange? Claire just arranged a song for us.
Get a microphone over so we can hear.
I just arranged Man in the Mirror for our
the Michael Jackson
choir.
Song?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was really cool.
So our spring theme is...
They know those old songs.
Yeah. You know Michael Jackson.
you know anybody?
You can't miss that one.
Hey,
our spring theme is Rise Up for all of our choral groups, and so we were looking for inspirational songs, and Claire here said, well, there's no women's arrangement of Man in the Mirror,
right.
And so she just took to the computer and made an arrangement. So that's a Macaulay girl for you.
Isn't it funny how they all have tablets, too? They're singing from music. They all have their tablets. Now, is the sheet music on your tablet or just
So we have gone, a few years back, we went one-to-one tablets and Macaulay, and about in the last year, I finally decided to give in with the music because it's amazing. They can download it to Notability. They can take all their notes on it, and everywhere we go, their music's always with them.
Yeah.
So pretty amazing use of technology.
I did notice that, too, when they were singing.
Yeah.
It's like nobody had, or just like a notebook.
Right.
Yeah. They're light. They're portable.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we just talk to,
this is Grace. Grace is our assistant director.
Hello, Grace. I love your shamrocks that you have on your face. Very
Thank
beautiful.
Thank you so much. Try to be festive.
Are you going to be in the Southside Parade today?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I will be there. So I'm actually a part of the Brother Ice Mother Macaulay marching band.
Very nice.
So I'll be there marching down the streets.
What instrument do you play?
I play clarinet.
Very nice. Wouldn't it be great if it had been like grand piano or something?
That'd be a little hard to march with.
Yes. Right. Tuba. Why did you decide to become a part of this, and what does it mean to you to be part of this?
Well, I've always loved music growing up from when I was little. And when I got, one of the reasons I wanted to come to Macaulay was for the music program, like the theater program. And then I came across this a cappella group, and I just saw like all the amazing music they performed, like with such like excellence. But then even more than that, just like the strong like community of people here. Like some of my best friends are in a cappella choir.
Right.
And this year as a senior, being able to take a leadership position just means so much to me. Just be able to watch all the girls grow throughout the year.
That's great. Who else can we talk to?
Do you play air clarinet since you can't play an instrument?
Julie,
in the group?
What's your name?
My name is Dejana Newkirk.
Hi, Dejana. I love your beautiful name.
Thank you.
Now, are you... What grade are you in?
I'm a senior. I don't look like it, but I'm a senior.
I was going to say, you must be a freshman.
No.
No, small only in size, huge in spirit, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
And what does this mean to be part of this for you?
Well, you just see the impact of music everywhere. Everywhere you go, there is going to be music, whether you're with family, friends. So to be able to give that to people is quite amazing, and to be able to use a gift that I have for the betterment of community and for the betterment of my school and just overall people in general, their happiness is quite amazing. So that's why I decided to join this group.
That's great. One of the things that really is so overwhelming to me, Julie, when you've been here on the radio with us, you've been on television with us on the TV morning news, there's such a positive, affirming empowerment for these young ladies going out there where they can conquer the world. I get the feeling like you impart to them, there is nothing you cannot do as young ladies.
I mean, what I see in 4 years is amazing. You know, when I see the growth and confidence in these young women, and every year I sit at graduation and I kind of marvel. We have the most beautiful graduation. The girls wear white gowns, and I sit there and I marvel at these confident young women walking across the stage and holding their heads high. And then I also enjoy amazing contact with my alums, and I think it's because of the relationships we're able to form. And you know, I hear about what they're doing. They're going out in the world, and I feel, you know, I kind of joke with my girls sometimes that every single day I'm on the way to work and I feel like the luckiest person because I love my job. And it's these guys that allow me to love my job because they're so much fun, they're so smart, they're so inspired, but that they have so many ideas that they bring into the classroom every day. So it's more than just a choir. They really are are just the best girls.
Yeah, I think it works. I think it works two ways as well, because you are about to receive a special award for your dedication and your commitment to excellence from the National Catholic Education Association. You're going to be going to their annual conference at the end of this month to receive a special award, and I think that says something about you, right?
Thanks.
Doesn't that say something?
They know that I don't even let them sing happy birthday to me, so they're like standing like
they're silent.
What
I was wondering,
yeah,
do you secretly hate her?
Not even a high five anywhere.
No, they're scared. No, I'm
scared. I'm nice to see the high school experience hasn't changed since I was there.
I'm really proud, but I feel like I work in this amazing community, and I'm not just saying that. I feel like that award could go to any teacher or staff member at Macaulay. It's really the most wonderful community of caring people that are all working to give these girls what they deserve every day. So I'm of course very proud to receive it, and it's wonderful, and a really wonderful person nominated me, my department chair, who works so hard for all of us every day. So just for that, I'm so grateful, but really, this is what it's all about.
And it's still an all-girls school, right?
It is.
One of the few left in the city.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
all boys.
It's neat because next door is Brother Rice, and like, so for me, I teach theater seminar a lot of my day, and the boys come next door and take it. So we like to say we have the best of both worlds, and that you can be in a single gender environment. But we do our musical as a huge, of course, co-ed musical. We did Les Mis this year. It's pretty epic. And so you can still, have the single gender environment and really, truly, in the words of, is it Miley Cyrus? Am I right? Best of both worlds?
Yeah,
that was pretty good for me.
Oh, you know who Miley Cyrus is.
Trust me, I barely know them unless these guys tell me. So
I went to an all-boys school in St. Pat's on the Northwest side, and I loved going to a school with single gender. A lot of people go, how could that be, or isn't it? But no, I thought it was an amazing experience. So you guys enjoy it, because it is a unique
so
experience.
So true.
Yeah. Well, they certainly did a good job on you, Jim.
Wow.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear more from the Mother Macaulay a cappella choir a little bit later on. But ladies, this is Uncle Dean talking now. Never mind that she's threatened you not to throw accolades on her. As we go to the break, let's hear it for Julie McKee. That's what you want to hear.
Wow.
Back in a second, WGN. They are the Mother Macaulay a cappella choir getting ready for the Southside Irish Parade today. They sound magnificent. Take it away, ladies.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The sun is on, the rose is falling. It's you must go and I must fight. But come ye back when
gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful Mother
right
Macaulay a cappella choir.
M squared.
What do you have coming up? You guys are going to be traveling again, I think, right?
Yeah, some of the choir members are going with our big full choir of all the girls to New Orleans on tour over Easter. So that's going to be beautiful. They're going to be singing a jazz mass on Easter Sunday at the cathedral there and doing workshops, and that's going to be a really great trip. And then so I feel like I can now say this confidently because I feel like I slip this in sheepishly every year, that we're going to sing the national anthem at a White Sox game.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You mean on the home of the White Sox, WGN Radio?
The home of the White Sox. I can say it with confidence. So May 8th is our White Sox night. We have, our Father's Club arranges that, and we have a fantastic, big, exciting event there. So we'll be down in the field with our friends, the Mac Melody, who's our partnering show choir, who I think you're going to see on Friday at Bourbon Street.
Yes.
And we have a great time with those girls, and we're all going to go down in the field and have a blast. And then we start winding down the year, and I have to give up about 8-9 of these girls to the future.
Graduation.
Yeah.
So overrated.
I know. I it's really hard, but then, you know, the cycle continues. The new girls come
That's
in
great.
And we do
Circle
it all again.
Circle of life.
That's so great. We're going to hear more from the Mother Macaulay a cappella choir coming up in a minute. Have you ever heard Elton Jim's version of Danny Boy? He's quite the singer on all of our...
Danny Boy!
Wow.
Oh, Danny Boy!
Isn't that a tenor?
I'm going to put you in the second soprano section.
Yeah. Very nice.
When we go to the break, I'll tell you what I think it is.
Oh,
that's coming up next on WGN.
Oh, Danny Boy!